And joining me right now here on a Monday to kick off the week, this nice lady does a great job on our sister station. That's right, 102.7, the Hit Kicker. And the last time we had her on was when we were at Daytona a couple months ago. She is the great Diane Jack. Diane, how you doing today?
Sorry, I hope my mic was on for that cackle.
You don't like getting hyped like that, do you?
I loved it, actually. I thought it was fantastic. I need you to just be my wake-up call in the morning. That would be awesome to be like, I just need to record that. And instead of an alarm going off, it would just be like, here she comes.
The great Diane Jack.
It's awakening.
Hey, was it your anniversary a couple days ago?
Yeah, we had our anniversary on Saturday, and then Sunday was Mother's Day, and then my husband's birth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How many cakes did we have to buy for this? That is a lot. It really is.
Plenty. For sure.
I'm having you on because I have to call it your husband.
Oh.
I have to do this.
Oh,
okay. You know what he pulled on me?
Uh-oh.
All right. I need you to know this. Your husband.
No, I don't know.
He's a great dude. Right? A great
dude.
Here
comes the butt.
PJ, great dude. So I sent him a message, right? And I was like, hey, congratulations on, you know, you're going to be doing stuff with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
And this is, like, really cool.
Right.
You know what he pulled on me?
Uh-oh.
He wrote, who dis? That's what he wrote. And I go, and he's like, who's this? And I was like, so I wrote back to him, the greatest number you should be keeping in your phone,
oh my gosh.
Mark Moses. And he's like, oh, Mark Moses, I'm so sorry, man. I hope he saves my number moving forward.
That's so funny.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, big time, Jew. Oh, yeah. Yes.
He's excited, isn't he?
Super excited, yeah.
So what is he going to be doing? One of the interns?
Yeah. So in the NFL, they have a minority internship program. It's called the Bill Walsh Develop. Meant something or another.
Okay.
But it is in order to get minorities, which now has also turned into women, I believe. So, you know, men of color, people of color, I guess, is eligible for this internship. And so, he gets to go up there, and it's about a month and change long to be working alongside the coaches. He'll be in the meeting rooms. He'll be in the facilities. He'll be on the sidelines because it looks like it'll run through preseason, which is exciting. So everything a coach gets to do, you know, just kind of their right-hand man for a little bit extra
that
minutes
is,
on deck. Yeah.
I know he loves football.
Yeah.
I know he's excited. Is he giddy?
He is. He's excited. And it's funny because he's not really he's a pretty even keel guy. So for him to say he's excited about something. Now, I did something similar with the Miami Dolphins. So I kind of know, but I didn't go into the actual meeting rooms. I don't know X's and O's, but I did operations with the Dolphins. And I was there for training camp in the, like, where the coaches are. Most NFL teams have like two locations. One is going to be the business side of things. That's the ticket sales and that sort of thing. And then you have a different location that has the coaches, the players, the locker rooms, the GM, the scouts, all of that in that building. At least
what years did you do that?
2000. Sperano was the coach.
All right. So in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Like 11 or 11, I think.
No, she's thinking. Because he got there in, I think, 2008.
It was like his last year. Ireland was the GM.
Well, that's cool.
And I only know that because I was kind of helping it. Anyway, that's a whole other story.
That's really cool.
But it's not about me. But anyway, I say that to say, camp is insane. Camp is really long days, and a lot is going on, both on the field and then in the meeting rooms. And so I'm excited for him to get to see that side of things.
Your husband's a really good dude. I'm sorry I'm calling out. I thought I'd do it. Just to mess with him. And I know you are as well. And
I'm a good dude.
I think they have a good, like, Jacksonville now compared to what it was last year, where it's like Urban Meyer and you don't know what the hell. Like, I'm excited for him because I think now they got real coaching staff in there and, like, this is going to be a really cool opportunity for him.
Yeah, I have a little bit of an inside scoop on that. So I'm not sharing it on here. I'm just saying what you guys heard and saw in the media was no exaggeration of Urban Meyer and what he did in the meeting rooms. And I know that the kicker is, like, suing for mental distress or
Josh
something.
Josh Lamb, I think that's his name.
Yeah, he was, like, suing. But I guess he was just suing for his salary or something. But it was a crazy, hostile work environment. Lots of micromanaging, lots of just stuff that you wouldn't want. And it wasn't NFL. He was trying to come in, which is weird because he's a college coach and you're – you're coming to the NFL, which is a whole different ball game. You think you're a big deal in college. It's a different ball game.
Diane, you know what's fascinating about that is, like, we have years and years of examples of college coaches going to the pros and failing. And he was so arrogant.
Yep. They all did it and didn't succeed, but I'm going to do it and I will. Doing the same thing.
Like, when he got hired, I was like, hey, this is going to be a 2 or 3 year process.
He was not humble.
We got to take baby steps and we'll get there. Look, you coach, you teach. I know you talk to kids at local area schools. Like, you do a great job. It's a process. Yeah. But no, he is Urban Meyer. I respect him. He won for the Gators. He won from Ohio State. He's a great recruiter. I think he's the worst NFL coach of all time. He didn't even last 1 year. He couldn't even do it. And it drove me crazy where we caught him at his restaurant in Columbus, right? And he's dancing with the woman who's not his wife. It was the fact he didn't get on the plane with his team.
Simple. Get on the plane and go home. Why are you above the rules? Like, go back. Everybody goes back.
You set the example. Get on the plane. I don't understand.
And you're losing. You're not good.
It makes no sense. So you did that for the Dolphins. And then what was the local team you did where you were coaching with?
Yeah, I was director of football ops for the Florida Tuskers, which was the United Football League, one of the leagues that try the there's the XFL, the USFL, right? So it was, I hate to say one of those leagues, but it was one of those leagues.
What year did you do that, or years?
2010 through
I bring this up because Diane told me before the show today that she was working an event in Titusville, right? And a fan came up to you and recognized you from that.
Yeah, and so our coach at the time was Jay Gruden, and he was the coach for I don't know what you call them now, the Redskins, the formerly known as the Redskins.
The Commanders.
Okay, so he was their coach. So I texted him and I was like, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. Somebody just came up to me and said, aren't you from the Tuskers? Because yes, that was so long ago.
That's awesome.
And apparently I'm very memorable. There's not a lot of loud, obnoxious 6 foot blondes running around Central Florida, I guess. So yeah, it was a good time. Good time for sure.
Where did you speak? And we're here with Diane Jack. Does a great job on WHKR and WA1A, Hit Kicker and 107.1. Got to give you the shout out. You on social media, you do a great job on there. You did talk to a local area school. Which school was that recently?
Palm Bay Elementary. Little Pirates. Little Pirates. L-I-L. Little Pirates.
What did you talk about with the
awesome.
Kids?
Oh, no. Okay, I take that back. Okay. No, I went to Palm Bay Elementary physically on site, and then that was right before FSA testing. So if you have a kid in school, you know about the big tests. And so this was Palm Bay brought me in to talk about the test coming up and just get them ready to go, get them motivated, ready to go. So that was – I was brought in to do, again, motivational speaking essentially, get them fired up, get them ready to go. And then last week or week before last, I was on with the adult ed – It was Brevard Schools, but it was adult education, adult ed. Huh. So kids are awesome there. There's different locations, Titusville. I think there might be a Palm Bay. And it's, kind of dropout prevention. It's working from home. It's some English as a second language. And I was talking about radio and sports and how to get into it.
That's really cool. You did that. All right. When I speak in front of kids, or adults, especially with adults, if you're talking, it's like, you got to make sure they don't look at their phones. Keep them entertained at all times, which is not easy. Little kids, I don't know. How do you do it? That is, if I'm giving them the tour, before COVID, when we used to give tours here, I can talk to them, get them. But you're in their element.
Oh, yeah.
At their school. So how hard is that?
It's a lot because they're going to zone out. You think your attention span is bad. Theirs is, way worse. So it's a lot of interaction. You got to get them involved in it. And so I did some, basketball drill almost, essentially, with them in games and that sort. And you just got to bribe them. It's just like with your own kids. You just bribe them. So you have candy. You're like, oh, nobody wants to raise their hand and volunteer. Then you whip out the, bag of Skittles. And they're like, okay, and they're all their hands raised. So
you do this in the community.
I do.
So if a local area school or parents want you to come talk, they should come contact you, right?
Absolutely. So here comes the plug.
Go for it.
Diane Jack of All Trades is that's my Instagram handle. That's also my website. I was actually in this other room editing my podcast when you interrupted me and brought me in here.
What are we talking about in the latest podcast?
So the podcast, actually, I was like, oh my gosh, I had a great talk about the internships, and which is what I did, and how do you get into radio? How do you get into this? So what does it look like? How do you get a job when you get an internship? Or how do you get a promotion in your job? And so I just talked, I'll hit on it real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
So the first thing was just separating yourself and physically separating yourself, and, you know, theoretically, but like, so when I was doing the internship with the Orlando Predators is how I met Jay, Coach Gruden.
I think they're coming back.
They are back. They are back. The Predators are back right now. Yeah. And so I was doing an internship with them. And of course, anytime there's an internship, it makes sense for a company to have several interns, right? Because if they're going to take the time to teach somebody, they're just going to, anyway. So, there's no money in radio. There's no money in sports a lot of times, especially the smaller the smaller things. So they're always looking for free help. So that's where you can get – it's easy to get internships, right? So anyway, so I get an internship with the Predators, and I – there was a group of us just kind of hanging out, and they were all standing around just chit-chatting, which is okay. They were not doing anything wrong. But I just physically stepped, you know, 5 feet to the side of them. So I'm – at that point, it's like if you needed something, right? You're the internship coordinator. You're over the interns. If you needed help on something, who are you going to go ask for help? You're going to go interrupt that group who's talking, or are you just going to go ask me who's standing there, you know, with my head on a swivel, ready to help, right? And so physically separating yourself. Don't get caught in the interns, right? Separate yourself. So that was one of the things that I did both in radio as well as sports to get me the job. And those sort of things happen, you know, in the workforce too. If you're trying to get a promotion, you can't be just in your group. You have to kind of separate yourself. What makes you different? What makes you, I don't want to use the term better than the next person, but a better candidate, I guess you could say. So I just talked about that. And then I talked about, it's not, I always say this, it's not what you know, but who you know, right? Everybody knows that, but what they think about you, right? So it's not what you know, but who you know and what they think about you. Because if just because you know somebody doesn't mean they're going to help you, right? Sometimes on a hiring committee, if you know somebody but they don't like you, they're going to blackball you. So basically, I'm not sure what words I'm allowed to say here on the radio. Basically, I just say don't be a jerk. You know, it's the same. You've heard the quotes all over town. You know, treat the janitor with the same respect as the CEO.
I agree.
And treat others the way you want to be treated. Don't be a jerk because you never know who's watching you. Because the same people who was quote underneath me with the Tuskers, right? I was the director of football operations, so I was kind of higher on the totem pole than some people. But the person who helped me get the job in Miami, the Miami Dolphins, was technically below me. And I could have been a jerk to that person because they were beneath me, essentially, right? And they couldn't help me in that organization because they were lower than me. But down the road, I needed them. So good thing I'm not a...
Be nice to everyone.
Hello.
Be nice. Be nice. You're built. You don't realize at the time, and I'll let you go, it's like you're meeting people and then you're going to have connections with them for the rest of your life. You just don't think about it. You know, you see a guy, like you see that sports writer, he's 65, I know everyone.
Yeah.
I'm friends with, yeah, he did that for 30 years.
Right.
And meeting those connections. Yep. So when we're in the old folks home together, we're going to have a good time. Diane, I know you're busy. I appreciate you coming on and have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same.